Chapter 23, The Doctrine and Covenants, August through November 1831. Joseph Smith and some of the saints left Missouri and went back to Kirtland, Ohio. Soon a special conference was held. The purpose was to talk about printing the revelations the Lord had given Joseph Smith. The revelations Joseph had received had been written down, but most church members did not have copies of them. In the conference, the saints decided to publish the revelations in a book. The book would be called the Book of Commandments. Later, it was called the Doctrine and Covenants. Jesus gave Joseph Smith two more revelations for the book. One was for the beginning, and the other was for the end. These revelations help us understand the importance of the book and of the restored gospel. The Doctrine and Covenants tells everyone that the true church of Jesus Christ is on the earth again. The Doctrine and Covenants tells about the priesthood. It also tells men how to use this power. The Doctrine and Covenants tells about the Book of Mormon. By reading the Book of Mormon, everyone can know about the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Doctrine and Covenants teaches the saints to share. Those who share will be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Doctrine and Covenants teaches the commandments of God. Saints who obey these commandments can live with Heavenly Father and Jesus forever. Jesus said all members of the church should read the Doctrine and Covenants. After the conference, Oliver Cowdery took copies of the revelations to Missouri. He gave them to William Phelps, a church member who had a printing press. Oliver asked Brother Phelps to print 3,000 books. Before the printing was finished, however, wicked men stopped the press and destroyed most of the pages. The Doctrine and Covenants was finally published in 1835. The saints thanked Heavenly Father for the revelations in the Doctrine and Covenants.